Up next is Mr. Sister singing us a little Bon Jovi.
Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Gina works the diner all day. Working for a man. She brings home her pay for love. Says we've gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, maybe on a prayer, take my hand. We'll make it, I swear. Tommy's got a six-string guitar. Now he's holding it. What used to make it tuck so tough? Oh, it's tough. Gina dreams of running away. When she cries in the night, Tommy whispers, baby, it's okay. You know we gotta hold on to what we got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, baby, on a prayer, take my hand. We'll make it, I swear.
And that was Mr. Sister, Margo Lady, singing Living on a Prayer. Yeah, by Bon Jovi. I love Bon Jovi. I'm a fan. Even
I always hear his songs and like them and like not know they're him. And then it's like, oh, it was Bon Jovi. It's like, oh, that's an awesome song.
He's legit. Yeah. So, Blackjack, what'd you think of Margot?
I thought someone's trying to screw her.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think she did all right for like trying to get screwed. I think that I wish she was louder with it. Like, I felt it was sleeping bear. That's what I wrote. Like, she was like, like, okay, I'm not gonna do that. if she just would have been a little louder with it, I think it would have been good. Like I think it would have been really good. But I think she did. I think she did a good job for you know that song.
I think she really captured the spirit of it in the verses. And when it got to the chorus, I would have wanted her to have more confidence with it, because I think it was literally like a confidence thing, that she didn't think she could like really belt out those higher woes. But she sounded
That was my joke too. Yeah, like, she sounded amazing on this, but I wanted her to have more confidence.
Yeah. I think it was just confidence, because this was a definite, like, it was, I think it's, it was a screw for Margot's voice type. But I think Margot, like,
she could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, with a little bit more, like, energy and
like, with Sassy, it would have been how she, like, you know, screaming. I think Margot could have done that.
I thought it suited, like, I didn't think it was, like, a screw for her voice. Yeah, like, I thought it would have suited her voice.
I've only heard Margot a couple times, so I
think... I would be pissed if someone gave me Living on a Prayer. Actually, I wouldn't be pissed. I don't really get mad at stuff like that. But I'd know someone had it out for me. Who did it? Was it... I don't know.
It was Dylan.
It was Dylan! Yeah!
I think she carried the song very well. You know? Like, she definitely had, like, the Bon Jovi rock spunk to her voice.
Yeah, it was like the tone than her rocked this. Yeah, I just think it was like confidence, like, yeah. That was it, really.
Bring your confidence, Mago. You got this.
Yes.
Uh huh. So next up, we have Rochelle Euler.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen.
The very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test, to train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. I know it's my destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
So true.
Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon,
gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all.
Every challenge along the way, with courage I will face. I will battle every day to claim my rightful place. Come with me, the time is right, there's no better team. Arm in arm we'll win the fight, it's always been our dream. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. I know it's my destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
So true.
Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon,
gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all.
Gotta catch 'em all.
Pokemon,
Pokemon. It's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. Our courage won't pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon,
gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon.
And that was Rochelle Yeller singing the Pokemon theme song! Woo! Girl, this was so much fun. I loved your energy and your performance. I could picture you singing this on stage, and I don't know why, but, like, I think it would be epic to have, like, a Pokemon musical and have Rochelle be, like, singing the song with, like, Pokemon in her arms and stuff. But yeah, I loved the mixing. I thought little backgrounds, like when you had Pokemon, gotta catch them all in the back end of the chorus, that was just awesome. I don't know, it was just a win performance. What did you think, Valk?
This was awesome. I, like, love this. This, like, makes me want to cover it now, because, yeah, Pokemon. I wish they had done, like, the harmonies through the verses and stuff, because there's some pretty awesome harmonies, and I think that would have sounded cool. I want you to, like, redo this and throw the harmonies in there. Yeah, your voice sounded really awesome on this. My only, like, nitpick, because I'm, like, a nerd, is, like, you're saying Pokemon, and it's Pokemon, and then you said Pokemon. And the very last time she said Pokemon. It's like, oh, like, so sick. Pokemon.
Yeah, I call it Pokemon.
It's the weeaboo and Val kind of.
It's
there's a little action symbol over the E. It's Pokemon.
And we say Pokemon. I know Rochelle attempted to do the harmonies, but they were, like, really hard, and it was taking a while. So she was trying to send what she had, and I thought it was really good. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love this.
Me and Rochelle and Sky will all play out their Pokemon swap. Pokemon. When I first heard the start, I, like, squeed. I was like, I was like, oh, whoever did this, thank you for selecting this, Rochelle.
Round of applause for Mr. Sister. Yeah.
Marco, I had the same note with Doc. Nitpicky. I wish you would have done the layer in the harmonies that come in, like, halfway in the middle of the verses or whatever.
Yeah, I love those. Wait.
We don't know the Pokemon song. I asked without the
Pokemon.
Margo, on her, like, when she sent me back the email with her song choice for Rochelle, actually said, like, oh, special request, do the harmonies. But it was just too much, you know? So.
Vocally, though, this is awesome. I'm like, I would. Like,
yeah. This is awesome. This was just, like, great.
Singing and everything, yeah.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
So next up, we have Soyala. And she's going to be singing My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music.
Oh, that's Dylan's favorite musical.
Oh, very favorite.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Green-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad. remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wuggies that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Singing my favorite things from The Sound of Music.
Yay!
I love that song, and I love The Sound of Music.
I know, I love that musical.
And Blue Soyala on the song.
Yes, and I love Soyala. And I love Soyala on the song. You were awesome, Soyala. I'm so happy you, like, retained the feel of the original song by, like, putting that extra properness to your voice. And even though I could hear the cold while you were singing, because she's sick, I don't know if you guys could tell or anything, because it wasn't that noticeable. She's still awesome. I could hear the cold a little bit, but wow, girl, you can sing. And sang you did.
Yep. She did, this is very good. I want to go to a musical with Sayala's Maria. I thought this was one of the best, like, acted things. Well, I guess this was, like, one of the few Broadway songs, but, like, she really, like, did a good job performing this, I thought. And it was really good.
Yeah, like, she sang it, like, you know, this was...
Like, she's so happy when she's like, they're my favorite things.
Yeah.
No, like, you can believe
it.
It
was her song. It was great. Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard song to sing in some of the parts.
Yeah, it's, like, a deceivingly hard song because not only is it wordy, but, like, it does some pretty, like, high-strung, belty things.
Uh-huh.
So, really great job, Sayala. What'd you think, Valk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like channeling Jillian. There's this entire performance. It sounded like super, it sounded like really maternal, and I thought the sound was like really nice. Like, I could picture you singing to like children in a library, like, don't be scared, children.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, like, you could tell you were sick, but like, not really.
It didn't affect her voice.
And I was like super impressed with like on the feels when you belted those, so like, and they sounded like really pure and really pretty, and you were sick, so I was like, oh, it's really impressive.
That ending, man, that was great.
Yeah, I love that. And I love when you like changed like the acting and like the other verses, like saying the words differently and stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah. She like switched. That is a very like repetitive song.
Yeah. And this is probably one of my favorites of the night.
Yeah.
And Sarah, you were quote unquote screwed by Vienna. Like, Olivia gave you something like she knew you would rock at, you know? And so I think
apparently
Vienna isn't, she's the last one of the night. I've never recorded this many people.
Yep, ever. Olivia is definitely the last one of the night. So, here we go!
Sister Christian, all the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't want to play no more with you. It's true. Sister Christian, there's so much in life. Don't you give it up before your time is due. It's true. It's true. Christian, know your time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay, but you're motoring, you're
And that was Olivia singing Sister Christian. I'm not so sure who the song is.
Probably by Bon Jovi.
I'm not either. person from their email.
No, Def Leppard, AC/DC, I don't know. someone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that we should know about.
Yeah, someone we should know about, but don't, of course.
Yeah, there's probably, like, rock buffs, like Topper, someone, like, getting all angry at us. Yeah. It's my brain remains.
What'd you think, Blackjack?
I thought this, someone tried to screw Oliviana, and I thought that I kind of have almost the same note I did with Margot, where I don't think this song was too high for her. For me, it would be too high for a guy, but for a girl, I don't think it's too high. She could have gone more chesty with it and brought more energy, especially since, like, the original song her harmonies were in the instrumental. Like, you could kind of tell she was really quiet.
Yeah, it didn't quite match up for me from, like, the backgrounds to her voice. But I thought she sang really pretty. What do you think, Valk?
I pretty much have the same notes. You've gotten so good at staying on pitch and, like, having a nice full tone, but now I think you need to work on devoting the song better. Because, like, you...
She's on step. She's on step two. She needs to go step three. She's on step one now.
It was kind of like all at one level, and I wanted it to be like amped up a lot more if it was going to be at one level, if that makes sense. I wanted to like rock more pretty
yes.
much.
Yes, that was what I had. I thought this was like a rock song, but it didn't feel quite like a rock song. I think you did really well with it, because it's also kind of a strange thing to hear Olivia sing. I don't think she would have chosen this for herself ever.
No.
But I don't think this was like a serious screw in the sense that the song was like too hard. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I don't think it was out of range.
And also, like we heard before, we had people who would like switch up every chorus, every verse, because their song was kind of like
repetitive.
Yeah, I don't want to say boring. So, but like that's what I think Olivia should have done more of. I think that's all the song was missing, was energy and a little switcheroo.
who screwed Olivia?
Screwed Olivia. Speaking of Copper.
Copper, see? I told you, he's the one who's like, man, that's my...
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Blackjack, you're just psychic. Right?
No, like... And I'm not even looking at the sheet, too, because I'm like... Yeah, like I said, I'm just laying down, and like I've had my eyes closed for like the past hour.
I should totally play this game with you, where I don't tell you who screwed who, and then we have to make, like, Blackjack guess.
That would be fun. We should do that one round.
All right, I think today, so we should go discuss results.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're back with results! Yay! Sort of. It's always sad to have results because it's like someone always has to go.
But this is not... This is cool though, because if you get eliminated, it's not that bad because you got screwed. It's like when I got eliminated on Fall Out Boy. It wasn't bad because it's fucking Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. It's like, what are you supposed to do with Fall Out Boy? Yeah. Valk says, I pwned Fall Out Boy. What are you guys talking about?
I was going to be the voice of Valk. Valk was kind enough to, she said, I want the people to hear the results, so I'm going to mute myself. And...
Oh, Valk. What is you? But she's typing, so, like, we all discussed the results for a while, actually. So, like, we all know, like, where we are at and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should start at the top, right?
Yep, let's do the top three.
All right, our top number one, I think for all three of us, was Mistress Autumn. Yay! With her Wonderwall. Mistress, yes. She's awesome. Like, that was just an amazing performance.
I know.
Who was your number two, Blackjack?
My number two was... Nani!
Nani! Woo! Nani! Yeah. Your words just spoke to Blackjack.
Singing finalists along with you, Sky.
Huh?
They said both of the Sing It finalists are top two.
I know, that's so crazy.
I'm pretty sure if you were on here, Sky, you'd be top three as well.
Well, we'll see. I probably would have gotten screwed. Anyway, I think Valk actually had a different top two, well, top second person, didn't you, Valk?
Where's Valk?
Valk, who was your second person again? Russ was second for Valk. So Russ, woo, Russ, good job.
And then, safe.
Yeah, you are safe. And then third, I think for all of us was Soyala. Yay!
Yay!
We love Soyala. And then there was like a lot of close people to it, so I guess we should just go down saving them, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't really put them in order. Like most shows, we just did our bottom. So it's like if there's 16 of you guys, we don't have the time. I don't have the time. It's 8 a.m.
So.
It is 8 a.m. Christmas morning. I know. I'm excited, though. I got to judge, though.
Yeah, so. Thank you so much, Blackjack. And thank you, Valk. Seriously. This was a lot of fun, and it means a lot that you guys are my judges. Yay.
Oh, we will be cutting two people.
Yes, we're cutting two today. And it's really sad because I don't want anyone to go. Everyone brought it, I think. You know, some people were just dealt harder cards that were just not in there.
We only had one drop, too, huh?
Two drops.
We only had two drops, too, huh?
Yeah. Two drops. We had Albino Mamba and Mega Dizzy drop. So we will miss them.
Dizzy.
I know. Mamba. I'm so sad. And I love Mamba so much, but she's so busy. And I think, like, she told us she's taking a temporary hiatus from VH, and so we will all miss her. But yeah, let's go down. I think I will save next. I'll save Rochelle Yeller for her Pokemon theme.
Okay. I will save Sassia.
Woo, Sassia. Valk, who would you like to save? She saves Snowfender. I will next save us some Dylan.
I was gonna save Dylan. I am next going to save Melly.
Melly.
I'll save Melly.
Ooh. Valk, who are you saving next?
I know who I want to save next. Here, I got... here's who's left.
I love how you call me Nightwish.
Yes.
It makes me happy.
Yes, your Nightwish, the teleporting mutant.
Yes, X-Men for life.
Okay. Ooh, look who she's saving.
Jeez, Valk is saving Copper.
Congrats, Copper.
Congrats, man, Copper. All right. Next, I will go ahead and save Temporary Butterfly.
That's what I was going to say. Good job, Temp.
I keep on stealing your saves.
I know. So now we're at the bottom five.
Yes, we are.
So let me see. Me, Sky, Valk, me, Sky. Wait, me. Oh, no, I'm going to have to be last. Me, Valk, Sky, me. No. Okay.
I'm sorry, Blackjack.
I will save Ophie Cal.
Ophie, woo. Good job, girl. Mm-hmm. Who is Valk saving?
Mm-hmm. Wait, no. Two are getting cut. So Sky has to make the decision. Ah, ha, ha.
Oh, ah, ha, ha. I don't like making that. Valk is saving Margot, Mr. Sister.
Congrats, Mr. Sister.
All right, I will go ahead and then...
This is the last one. So the bottom three.
Yeah, this is the bottom three. The bottom three are Olivia, Flynn, and Audrey Golightly. Ugh, I love you all, and you all did well with your what you were given. It was just... It sucks.
There, do you hear that? Skywish just said your things suck.
No! You guys didn't suck. It just sucks to, because you're on a show where you get screwed over and you can't really help yourself, you know? It happens to you. And I think...
Yeah, I would be on the bottom three if I was on this show. Yeah. So.
And I think what happens is just like, people are just given what they're not used to and...
I think that a whole bunch of people were nice to each other when they should have been screwing each other. Yeah. We need, like, a orgy. next episode.
Orgy.
Okay.
I'm screwed.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, my final save. My final save. My final save is going to be Flynn.
Flynn, you are safe.
You are safe, Flynn.
Which
means that Olivia and Audrey Golightly, I'm so sorry. I really am.
But
you guys are going.
But Chaka Khan and Bon Jovi.
Chaka Khan and whoever the Sister Christian.
Valk says sad face in the
chat.
Yeah,
she's got like an epic sad face, and I'm epically sad too, because it wasn't that you guys were bad at all, it was just song choices make everything in this show, basically, and...
Yeah, I'm waiting for someone to screw Nani.
Yeah, thank you so much for submitting, and you guys, like, I enjoyed everyone's entries, there was not a single bad one, and that's the hardest time to get cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them were really, like, top.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys have the time, screw Autumn, too.
If you guys have the time. Well, they have till tonight, because everyone's songs are due at midnight, well, 11:59, mm-hmm. tonight. It's just Christmas Eve. Ha, screw everyone in the competition, kind of. And then I'm going to give everyone their song choices, their presents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll be a Merry Christmas, I think.
And then, are they going to be due on Friday?
Yes. They are so due the 30th.
And oh, shit, that's like the day before New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like New Year's Eve for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we will record.
And we will record then. And then we will have a listen. And it'll be... fantastic. And I'm sorry this show came out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for Blackjack. I love you, Blackjack.
Yeah, now I gotta go open some presents under
the tree. Yeah. Oh, I hope you get really good stuff.
I want an iPod, but we'll see.
I'm getting an iPod for Christmas. Yay.
You want to say anything, Valk? Valk says, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Valk says, retaliate, even if you aren't in the show. And Merry Christmas, peeps. Yeah. So, Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you, Audrey. I'm so sorry. I love you girls a lot. I really do. Good job. And I think we're done. Goodbye.
Bye.